This is Just Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
You on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listening, we never write this out.
What up, what up? This your man Sam for the just host of the Just Talk with Sam podcast. Man, man, I got a good one for y'all. I can't stress this enough, man. Great assist from Name Tag. You probably heard it in the last two podcasts he was on. He mentioned this young lady who's about to come on the podcast and talk for a second. But dude, much love in the world. I would be a hypocrite if I didn't shout you out right now. So thank you so much, Name Tag, and you come back on the show too. I mean, granted, this podcast is not about you right now, but you know, whenever you want. But once again, thank you. And before I get into all of this, let's get some housekeeping done. I want to thank all the people who just stopped by SamShowNation.com, donated. They hit the donate button at SamShowNation.com. You guys have been paying for a lot of stuff. You guys can click the link and you can give up from $1 to $3.5 billion if you got it laying around. But those who did, cool. Thank you so much. Those who haven't yet, what's taking you so long? but no, seriousness, man, we appreciate it. This is a total crowdsource thing, and you guys are showing us love so we can go out on location, we can record, we can podcast. You got better mics, and you guys support the podcast, and we love you for it. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. We have sponsors this week. This week we have two sponsors. The first sponsor is from Finish Line. Finish Line giving free shipping on all new arrivals. Get your shoes, your athletic gear, your J's. I'm a fan of the J's. I'm wearing some J's right now. Whatever you get, all you got to do is go to SamShowNation.com under the current promotions link. Click the Finish Line link and shop as you normally would. Free shipping on thousands of styles, and that's us. That's through SamShowNation.com. Get your shoes, get your kids' clothes, your woman clothes, your team gear, your apparel, whatever you get, your accessories. You need a kettlebell, whatever you need, go to SamShowNation.com. Current promotion, click the link at Finish Line. Shop as you normally would. Your shopping, kind of, we get a little bit of a kickback, and they help us out, and we help bring the free money. Second sponsor, believe it or not, Starbucks. Wait, what? We got three? Okay, sorry, we got three sponsors this week. Sorry, everybody. Well, anyway, second sponsor, Starbucks. Starbucks coffees, at always, you can go to SamShowNation.com, hit the current promotions link, click on Starbucks. Look, I'm a hazelnut brother. I've said it myself. Whatever you get, you can get your K-Cups, you can get whatever Starbucks flavored coffee you like, whether that be decaf, hazelnut brother like myself, whatever you get, go to SamShowNation.com, click that link, get your coffee. I mean, you know, you need to be woke for a reason, so I would prefer you go get your K-Cup packs or your portion packs, your filters, or whatever color, you know, whatever flavor you like, whether that be espresso, house blend, you know. I'm very partial to hazelnut, if I ain't said it already, but you could go ahead, go to SamShowNation.com, click that link, shop as you normally would, get yourself some Starbucks. And lastly, granddaddy of them all, K Can't do a podcast without them. They've been great to us. And that is the good folks at Amazon.com. Go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Amazon link. Shop as you normally would. Look, let's face it. It's the internet. You are going to shop. It is what it is. You can't shop on the internet without going to Amazon.com. The only thing we ask, if you go on SamShowNation.com, click that link. Shop on Amazon. Get what you want. Just get what you want. I don't know what you want. You can get some picture frames, a lamp, you know, shoes, you know, kettlebell, whatever. Whatever you do, go to Amazon.com and shop as you normally would. Just click the link. That's all we ask. When you click the link, we get a little bit of kickback. We can do some pretty cool stuff here. And you guys support us. And you're buying your stuff. It's not going to cost more. Actually, it may mess around and be cheaper. So, there you go. Amazon.com. Alright, back to my guest. Thanks, NameTech. But back to my guest. Mayday. Now, when you hear Mayday, you're thinking it's a distress call. Somebody's in trouble. It is on and popping. Technically, you're right. It's not... Well, somebody is in trouble. That is the person who is on the opposite end of her hip-hop flow and attack. Anybody else? Pretty cool. If you don't know Mayday by now, you're under a rock. And don't feel bad because I used to be with you. But when it comes down to it, hip-hop, soul-based artist, Mayday. Born and raised here in the D. She's a great writer. She's a great artist, great lyricist, great everything. From the Motown sound, she got it all. You probably heard her. You probably seen her in Source. You probably seen her in Spin. She was BET's Three Females You Need to Know list. She's, man, and quite honestly, she's a pretty cool guest, let alone person. And we get a chance to sit down with Mayday and we talk it out. We talk about career. We talk about, you know, just how she started. We, you know, found out she's a Prince fan. That was kind of cool, too. But we get into all of that. I will say this. We are in a coffee house. It gets a little... It's a little noisy. So, all the people who had tweeted me and said, like, Sam, you get loud. This is one of those episodes. Just turn it down on your iPod. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to enjoy her. I know you are. You guys are the nation. Show her some love on Twitter. You can hit her up on Mayday Mayday at Twitter. And... I mean, I'm going to shut up right now. I'm going to play one of her tracks. This is off her free album I tweeted about. You guys can go get it for free. For free. Go to her website. MaydayMayday.com. MaydayMayday on Twitter. Okay, I'm shutting up. I'm shutting up right here. Here is her cut. W-A-R. Weapons are relative. Dude. Check her out. After song over, we gonna sit down with Mayday. Here it is, man.
Bang, bang, every day it's same thing. I maintain, they ship in my main, main. The Cold War just so they can bang, bang, more, more. Yeah, before you step out on this battlefield. Please understand that this battle's real. So grab that steel handle off that mantle. If you feel threatened, that's what that weapon's for. Oh, you thought this all about rapping hard as hell? Heavens no, but if you ain't ready to step through heavens though, lesson O-E-N-E. Niggas love knocking you off your pedestal. Gaddafi, they shooting 7-year-olds in their head. And oh, that's over by where I be. Popo said they mad. My one girl sleep with the enemy. She said she can't trust where she lay at. A nigga get mad and stay mad. It's cured with his issues. He inherited from his papa. He take it out when he socks. Cause all my don't leave. Can't live without you. Said let that nigga lay dead. Yeah, without you. You better off with that outcome. I really wanna be like Martin, but I feel way more like Malcolm. What side of push, put $1 million on the head. Got me silent. Otherwise, bang, 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 bang. Every day it's the same thing. I'm
maintain. They ship in my main name. The Cold War, just so they can bang, bang, more, more. Yeah. Yeah. So you think the only war was with Al-Qaeda and Obama missiles in Libya? Meanwhile, they gentrified your school communities and splitting your city up. See, I be in them birds, I be in the ghetto. So you can't try sell me Payless and call that Isha Louboutin stiletto. I know what it is, bruh, they closing half the schools down. 62 a class, one teacher do the math. Nah. Sadly, your child might not be able to no more if and when that goes down. Oh, it goes down. Believe it, for real love. Somewhere between this heart disease, AIDS, and abortion, like the number one killer of blacks. According to the facts, I mean, according to the stats. Why? Yet they love marketing to us, promiscuous, ignorant music, and some damn KFC dumping down. Bang, 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 every day. Same thing, I maintain. They shipping my main, main Cold War just so they can bang, bang, more, more. Cuz got shipped off, bruhs getting shipped off, again getting pissed off. Government on some other statue, praying that they get off. Go hard, don't get soft. Poke your chest out this part where you knuckle up on these fools. Yeah. Double up on your profit, you try hustle up on new shoes. Yeah. Granny ain't got no insurance, but cuss on you fools. Yeah. Fan better muster up booze, cause they unplugging up my dukes. If y'all ain't got it, they turn that hole, I see you into a dime too. Do that. Bang, bang, the things change. They talking about when the steal, then Trey Kane. Coppers in the Oscars for Oscars kill. Some things same, some things the same. Some things, some things, some things, the bang.
You can see Oscar Grant on his knees here, talking to police. And then he was jumped down onto the ground. Unarmed team shot and killed by a local community watch member.
And now Trayvon 60 kids in high school classes.
Bang, 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 every day is same thing. I maintain, they should be my main, main. The Cold War just so they get bang, bang, more, more. Yeah.
Have come back in greater numbers with greater conviction and growing influence.
We are here semi-live, if you want to call it. We got being serenaded by some dude in the back. We've been talking about it on the Twitter. Mayday, what is up, girl?
What's going on?
Rapper extraordinaire. I know you did your homework on us a little bit, but I have to say, I hope you listen to the Name Tag podcast. Well, pick one. He was on a few. That's where we know you from.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he kind of punked me. Yeah, I'll put my name on it. I said it. Like, we was talking. We was talking about Detroit MCs. We was talking about just what it's like to be in the field, doing your thing, having a double life, working, and then being an MC. He just brought you up. He was like, you ever heard of Mayday?
Wow, no. I did
one of those, like,
I need to
who's
show
that?
Name tag some mad love, because that's love.
Yeah, he punked me. And the only thing he had to say about that was Googler. He didn't even go through he could have sat back and talked to me for about an hour and a half. Now, that's the first time. Second time he came back, he was like, you Google Mayday? I was like, what? Yeah. That's the first, I did, but I didn't go into in depth. He was like, dog, just reach out to her.
Wow.
That's all he said. He was like, dog, reach out to her. And when I did my homework, I'm like, oh, shit.
I'm looking for his name on Twitter right now.
Yeah, I texted him. I was like, good call. That's the only thing I had to say. Good call, dog. And then Beethoven got in my ass a little bit, too. He was like, how did you not do that? It was almost like, you should have went to her before you went to us.
Wow, man. I don't know what to say about that, like, because a lot of people talk about how Detroit doesn't stick together and all that. And
I know
that's an easy cliche. And, I mean, they have, like, they're justified in some past experiences with that. But there are people like the name tags and, mm-hmm. like, others that I've heard that, you know, they have nothing to do with that stereotype. You know
okay.
what I mean? They just show love. And, like, how can I not show love back? And I try not to do that either because I've been around the people that...
Oh, you could turn it up. I should have said that.
Okay. But, you know, I've been around people in Detroit, outside of Detroit, and I like to learn from those who are doing some positive things, who are spreading the love, who are showing respect to other artists and bringing those up. And, I mean, I don't know what to say about that. That's dope. Like, Name Tag, Beethoven, shout out to them. I think Name Tag just dropped something, too, didn't he?
Yeah, Quarter Water. It was Quarter Water and, God, I'm blanking on it. It's Namesake. That's what it is, Namesake.
Okay.
And speaking of albums, listen to yours in preparation for this. And I got some questions.
Give me the real deal of what you thought.
All right.
I like to hear the real.
Oh, we don't bullshit over here. Oh, you can swear. I should have said that earlier.
Oh, okay.
All right, we don't bullshit. I like it, but I got questions.
Okay.
Some of them questions is, are you a big movie watcher? Because I'm listening to it. You threw a Hunger Games reference. You threw, there's like a documentary of Marvin Gaye in it.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
I'm
surprised you caught that. People don't even know that's Marvin, I don't think.
Hell yeah. I got Netflix.
I love Marvin. Like,
mm-hmm.
for real. Like, man, there's certain people that if they were still here, or if I could just bring them back to, well, not bring them back, but, you know, if I could work with them.
I get it.
Man, Marvin is. I saw a video. I mean, not to sidetrack this.
And no, our whole show is based on sidetrack.
Oh, okay.
You can just talk.
So I'm not like. I wouldn't say I'm a big movie person.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like a student of all things artistic. So movies fall under that. Artists like Marvin mm-hmm. Gaye fall under that. Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
This is my man. This is my brother.
Oh, what's
up? Also talk about on the album.
Okay. Yeah, I got some questions on that, too.
But, so, like, with the whole Marvin thing, I saw a video of him where he was laying on his side, and he sang, like, the album or better. He was just in a rehearsal, laying on his side, mm-hmm. singing, I think it was I Want You or something like that.
Okay.
But when I tell you, YouTube, what is it? It's like Marvin Gaye in London or something like that. But you have to see him like this. Like, just move, Google, like, Marvin Gaye rehearsal or
okay.
something like that. Nuts. He's just a nuts artist. And it's like, I relate to him on the artistic side and on the music side. And I just, how could I not have him speak on some things for me?
So. All right. Another thing about the album. There's obviously, to me, you was going through something. There's a relationship angle. There's a respect me angle. There's a I'm out here doing this for the love of it. Y'all not seeing me. It's so many different things in this album, but like you said, those influences and started being pulled back. Whether it be Marvin, even Sade, that goes from the first one. But, okay, tell me about that. When you wrote it, were you going through different things, just wrote it down and then just came back? Or how did that work?
You talking about just as far as the entire album? Or
yeah. Oh, I'll name a track if you want me to.
Oh, shoot.
Or, like, Eat, Pray, Love. Let's start there. All right. That was more of a... And totally...
That was a good vibe, though.
It was a good thing, but when it come down to, all right, let me put it like this. Like, female rappers as a whole, lately they've been like super over-sexual or, you know, jumping out of the limo, showing their goody parts and all that other good stuff. But like, when I listen to stuff about that, you can see your femininity, but you don't have to.
That's my point. The average woman, I mean, we know there's some chicks out there that put it all on display.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to argue constantly, like I've had to fight all my career with people who on the outside and like on the inside on my team, because they don't understand that, like, you don't have, like, I don't have to prove that I'm a woman. You know what I'm saying? That's going to naturally come through my story. So Eat, Pray, Love was one of those stories where it's like, it's naturally, you know, got a sexy vibe. It naturally has this feeling, it's vulnerable. It's the different things that a woman is. But I didn't have to, like, you know,
you didn't have to
chest up and, you know, twerk it or nothing like that, or get overly sexual with it. It's just
you
naturally
happened.
That,
I respect the hell out of that, mainly because you said everything you wanted to say, but you didn't have to show skin, for lack of a better term.
Metaphorically, you know, on a record, like, even, okay, as far as the visuals, you know, showing the skin, but even when you looking at how people are writing their records now, how women are writing their records now, they're just, they're throwing it in your face, and it's like, I mean, I shouldn't even just say now, because it's been going on for a while, but it's just like, come on, like, a guy is not doing that, you know what I'm saying, on a record. He doesn't have to slap his penis in your face the whole, you know.
Not the whole track. We get to
something bars. You know what I'm saying? He gonna give you some lines or something, or some songs that ain't even about that. But I don't have to prove I'm a woman. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna come through. I don't have to prove sexiness. If that's just naturally what the vibe is or what the song calls for, it'll come through. You know what I mean? So.
All right, I'm good. Now you can tell I listened to that album, right?
I can tell.
All right, then.
I like
I did my homework.
I get sick of the same old interview questions, and this is like refreshing.
I try not to. I try. Let's bring it all the way back. I know we jumping and stuff, but you was a child performer.
What you mean?
Hey, that's what I read on Google. It said you used to be in talent shows, and you used to...
Not a lot like that. I've done a couple here and there. Like, you know, middle school, like when I was real young. But no, I wouldn't say like I was a child. But well...
Well, that is...
Not for the public, should I say. Like, I used to get down at the crib, and my parents, they tell these stories. My brother, he'll tell the stories. I mean, but it wasn't like I was just like how they had these tears and whatever.
Yeah, so, Tyler, yeah, you weren't no Honey Boo Boo.
No. Not like that. Nah, not like that.
All right, fast forward. Use the hoop. This is my favorite part right here, because I've been spending some time on this. Use the hoop.
I did.
All right, tell me about that. Who you play for? Do you still hoop? What's going on?
I stopped cold turkey once I realized that, because hooping was my life. It started, like, I used to hoop in the neighborhood with the guys, with people, like my brothers and just all the neighborhood guys. It was either me or it was one other girl. Shout out to my girl, Nat. That's still, like, family to me, but... It would either be me or we were the only two girls, and it was always hooping. And she got into it, I don't even know how. Somehow her parents got into organized basketball. And then she was coming to me like, you got to do this. So right around high school, this coach saw me hooping in the neighborhood and was like, come on, let's go. And ever since then, I hooped in high school. Shout out to Oak Park High. I went on to Southern University, left there, I went a little bit of everywhere in college.
Okay.
Then I went to a couple of junior colleges, Lansing Community. I went to McHenry County in Illinois. And I was doing it, and one day I was just in the gym, and I'm like, you know how the coaches be like, have you ever played sports?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you know how the coaches, they played on
JUCO, baby.
Yeah.
Look, so that's where I am.
The Pistons thing on, so I'm like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Right, I wasn't so good, but I played.
Right. So, you know how the coaches do the mind game thing?
Yeah.
They say, like, well, if you don't want to be here, or, you know, when you're doing them suicides and
they're
breaking you down, they're really trying to fit you up mentally. But they, like, you know, there go the door. If you can't handle it, then there go the door.
Yeah.
If you want to be somewhere
else. Catch the ball, be the ball.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it got to the point where it was like, no, I really want to be somewhere else. Like, I can't see myself doing this 5 years from now. As I got older, I couldn't see myself being a grown woman getting yelled at and cussed at by another grown adult.
And you joined and the rap game. Okay.
Listen, if I could sing, I would be a singer. If there was anything else, my cousin, I was kicking it with her one day, and she said this. It was a perfect quote. Her dad told her this because she was a classic pianist.
Okay.
Played with Alicia Keys and everything.
Oh.
Right. So her thing was her like, she didn't know if she wanted to take it that serious in the music, as far as she in New York. So
okay.
The whole thing out there, you know, you got Broadway, you got opera, everything. And she didn't know if she wanted to take it that seriously. She was just very good at it. And she said her father told her that if you could do, because he was an opera singer, so he knew that life. He's like, if you do anything else in life and be happy, as happy as you are when you're playing,
okay,
do that. Because this music game is not something that you want to, you know what I'm saying?
You don't want to play with that.
If you don't have to, you don't. And when she said that, I thought about that, and it's like, that's messed up, because I can't think of anything else that I want to do and be as happy as being on stage and being in the studio and stuff, so.
I'm glad that worked out for you.
I'm stuck.
That was not the answer I thought I was going to get.
What did you think you was going to get?
I thought you still, okay, this is my imagination.
Okay.
Let me roll with this.
Okay.
I thought you still relationally?
Listen, let me tell you, I pull it out.
Okay.
For kids and teenagers, especially males, who, like, are a little too cocky.
Okay.
You know, especially if they're a little sexist.
Okay.
And then I'll be like, hold on, in my street clothes and everything, because I was a point guard,
okay,
and I probably handled the ball a little too much. So that's perfect for when you're trying to humble a little kid. So if I need to humble a kid or something like that, I whip it out.
Okay, that's nothing. Still kind of in the world I thought that you was in.
Oh, it's all nothing. Right. If I needed to pull it out, wait till them celebrity games come along a little later in my career.
Please!
I'm gonna train for that. I'm gonna set aside a whole month, a whole 30 days of just going hard like I was in college or something. And
please, yeah. I thought, and that's kind of what I was going to, like, for some reason, I'm thinking you and Eve and playing fool against, for some reason, y'all played against Pitbull and Daddy Yankee, talking bad cash. It's like, Pitbull.
Did they hoop or something, or you just
I don't know. This is all fantasy.
This is a heck of a fantasy.
I'm just saying, you just talking cash money to Pitbull. Like, yeah, motherfucker, that Latin Grammy ain't gonna save your ass. D up. And then for some reason.
No, I would love to humble some male rapper out there on the court.
Hear that, Flo Rida?
Unexpectedly.
She got your number, dog. Hear that, Flo Rida?
Unexpectedly.
Do you talk cash?
I really don't. I like to just give that face of, you know what that just was. So. I don't.
Yeah,
sometimes,
like,
people suck me in just for a line or two, but I'm not like the talk junk all
I can't
game.
Wait for that celebrity game.
I can't wait.
You have a 36-inch vertical all of a sudden. And
but I throw the oop for somebody else if need be.
Just dunking on people, singing they track. You know, have your head up. Yeah, Flo Rida.
Yeah, yeah. You can hear the oop.
Dude, I heard you were a wild one. Just leaving it up there. Just leave it up there. You a wild one, ain't you?
If I could, I would dunk on some rappers.
Where your defense at?
Yeah, yeah.
Apple bottom jeans, motherfucker. But that's good. I'm glad you didn't give it up. You gave it up professionally.
Okay. Yeah,
okay. In a pinch. Let me put it like this.
If need be, I'm bringing it back out. You know what I'm saying?
All right. You say you's a hoop in the hood, right?
Yeah.
This is a hood test right now. Do you have a t-shirt and some shorts in your car right now?
You know
what? That's a yes or no question. That's a yes or no question.
I got shoes, but there I don't have a t-shirt.
There it is. You didn't give it up. You ain't giving up. That's the hood says right there.
I just cleaned out my trunk a couple years ago because I was so into basketball. Like, I used to have, like, 6 basketballs at all times. Mm-hmm. I mean, some that were brand new, never even had the
still
air
in the box
yet. And they were just in my trunk at all times. And now I have to clean it out. I don't even know what I did with them.
Yeah. You don't know what you did. When I said, do you have some of your gear in the car, you did that. Well, I got shoes. No.
I mean, I got just shoes. I don't got no shorts.
Okay.
Shirt, no.
Okay. Bullshit. I got some shorts and shoes ready in the car. I wish weather was appropriate. I go outside and challenge you. and then I wouldn't.
What position did you play?
Huh?
What position did you
2 play? 2 guard.
Ooh. I played the 2 also.
Okay.
So
okay.
You like the shoe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
all right.
Growing up in the hood, it was. Like, you know, when you shoot your shot, you be like, Kobe, Jordan. Like, I was little, so I was afraid of going inside. So I would yell out different names. I was like, Bird, Tony Kukoc,
okay.
Steve Kerr.
So all somebody got to do is play you close, or you got to put the ball on the ground.
Look at you already
inside.
Thinking about it. Already thinking
yeah.
about it. Look at that.
I'm
look
just
at,
saying. Yeah, so
they
got a big
you, dog.
Man waiting in the paint. Then I'm good. I'm going to just lure you in there. Just play you close so you can get your shot off. Keep
I didn't get a
place.
Lot. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's you summed me up right there. Man, I was didn't score a lot of points, but I was the man on assists. Mm. I would pass the ball mid-dunk. Like,
hey,
yeah,
that's
Sam.
Important. That's just as important.
That's a man. So I'm glad the hooping thing ain't left you, regardless of what you say on, you know, out loud. It ain't
yeah.
left you, dog. It ain't left
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
All right. One thing, and well, this kind of transitions to my next question. When it comes down, you threw it away, sorta, and you wanted to perform, you wanted to rap. How did the name come up? I love asking artists, how did you get your name?
I don't know if
it's a 2-part question. This is the first part. How you get your name?
I'm scared.
Go ahead.
But it's not like an extra amazing story, I don't think. I was going by another name, and then, like, we were all at the studio, and my producers at the time was like, we need a new name. Like, we need something where, like, that fits you and this and that. So they were throwing out some names. I thought they were all corny. So I went online, and I was like, you know what? I'm a fan of, like, 70s film, blaxploitation films. But you can't do, like, Cleopatra or Foxy Brown.
That's been taken.
Exactly. So what I did was I Googled James Bond films. Because I know
damn.
He always has Bond girls. So I was like, let me figure out who the Bond girls are.
You say you ain't a movie watcher.
I know this is not really playing into my answer, but
no,
it doesn't
it's not.
Really support my answer, should I say. But I looked up Bond girls, and she was either the first or second. I think it was the second Bond girl, black Bond girl. But she was his toughest opponent. It was Grace Jones, and her
yeah.
name was Melee.
In
A View to Kill.
Yeah.
That's where I got my name from, Grace Jones. Thank
okay.
Grace.
Here's the second part of this question. I love asking artists. What didn't make the cut? What was right before May Day when you were like, nah, this is corny. It ain't going to work out.
Bonnie Parker.
What?
That's Bonnie's full name from Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie
Parker.
For a minute, I was using both of them. Because remember how everybody, like, in, like, mid-2000 had, like,
gangster names.
Rap, they had their rap name, and then they had that AKA.
Elliot you know Ness. I mean? Yeah, you're right.
Jigga had, you know, his little J Ho Jigga.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had people like, you know, Diddy got all types of
yeah,
names.
Yeah, he changed his name every Thursday.
Yeah, who else had all of them? Eminem, Slim Shady, like it was all that. So
yeah.
I was like, you know, Mayday, aka Bonnie Parker, because I couldn't decide between the two at first. But Mayday stuck. Bonnie Parker was gone.
Believe it or not, that is not as bad as some of the people who've been sitting in your chair right now.
Hey.
I have heard some horrible names.
I believe it.
I still
hear some horrible names that people like are going with. Like, they use them.
Yeah,
and
mainly
like, wow.
Because, okay, I don't throw them out there, You may have to do your homework on the podcast. He asked me not to. He asked me to cut that out. He went by Harry Knuckles. I ain't naming names.
Why would somebody use
it? I don't know.
How would you even think of
Harry Knuckles? Everything else was taken.
That's like a Saturday Night Live skit or something.
No, that was a real thing. There was posters made and everything.
Hold on, time out. I thought you said that was the name that they didn't use.
No, that was the name
that he went
before
with
he went by his actual name.
Did you know what Harry Knuckles represented?
No, it's just after Harry Knuckles, nah, dog.
Wow.
He played two shows as Harry Knuckles. One at St. Andrews and it was before the Fillmore. What was it? State. At the State Theater. Yeah, and after Harry Knuckles, he got booed at the State. And he was like, I'm not Harry Knuckles no more.
Was it for
the name? Huh?
Was it for the name?
I don't know.
That probably has something to do with
it. According to him, he got booed. And he was like, I will no longer be Harry Knuckles. Because Harry Knuckles was the guy who got booed.
Harry Knuckles. Was like.
That's a
the
real
guy with
talk
the name
story.
Harry Knuckles. That's enough right there.
That's a real
you.
Talk story.
For real. Wow.
Yeah, he don't go by that no more.
I believe.
I'll tell you what, Mike, who it is if you want to know.
I do want to know who it is. All right. What's up, Harry?
But speaking of names and influences, we talked about that a little bit. You talked about Sade. Well, I mentioned Sade mainly because I'm a Sade fan, and that's where you got your start. You did.
Sade fan.
I'm a Sade fan. I'm not.
I'm trying.
Let me tell you something.
Out. What's your favorite Sade song?
Sweetest Taboo. What up? What up?
I mean,
that and Kiss of Life.
That was an easy.
That and Kiss of Life. Here's why. Here's why I Kiss of Life. Okay. Now I'm gonna say this, and somebody may get mad at me, but whatever. I put my name on the podcast.
What up?
That's where my boy came from. If you look at my wife over there, the EP, she got a little something cooking. I'm just saying.
From Kiss of
that
Life.
That Kiss of Life and that yak.
Kiss of Life.
Look at it. Look at the Kiss of Life and that yak.
Wow.
Yeah. That and Sweetest Taboo. What you? Well,
sweetest
come on
taboo,
now.
Yeah.
And there it is.
Okay.
Giving me the sweetest. I can't sing, but that's what happened.
Hey.
Well, I got the Lovers Live.
What's wrong with Sade? She has some of the best writing that music has ever seen. When you're talking about love, like the way that she describes love in her songs, like, it's like, you know how they say you can't describe a color to a blind man, but she
you can. Close.
Very close. If she was describing love to somebody who didn't know what it was.
Well, real talk. Now I'm thinking, Your Love is King. I'm thinking of a few of them now.
This is my point. Like, she is, like, the bar. You know what I'm saying? She's the standard when it comes to, like, love songwriting. That's it.
And that influenced the first boy. That's your baby. That's the launching pad. Come on.
Because you don't play Sade with just any old body. You in love when you playing Sade.
Not knowing this.
Uh-huh.
You know this.
Uh-huh.
You flowed over the track.
Oh, yeah.
That took balls,
a lot
man.
Of, a
I'll
lot
just
of
tell
Sade.
You.
Yeah. I flowed over a lot of Sade. Shout out to MC Search. MC Search had the initial idea. It spawned off of him having Sade and my CD in his disc changer at the same time, and he had an epiphany, I guess, and he called me about it, like, look, you need to do this project, y'all, this and that meshes well together. And I was like, you know what, that's one of my favorite artists already. I think he already knew that. And and on top of that, like, that Sam Cooke is throwing me
out. Yeah, I know. But, I'm listening too.
But, yeah, he was listening to it, and he was like, this and that go together. I had already wanted to do stuff with Sade, but it just never actually happened. And then we finally got these tracks. I told my producer, Witt, I was like, just do some songs with Sade. I gave him the whole rundown of what me and Search talked about. He made the tracks, and then it came out like water. We did the whole project, I would say, 2-3 weeks, the whole project. Front to back, ready to download by like the 4th week.
Okay. Okay. And after that, that just, boom, they just blew up. That's where. Yeah,
that's where people got to know me. Like the first album, they were knowing me out here because of BABY and stuff like that was getting played on the radio. Cherish the Day made it where like I would be out of town and people, like they may not recognize me by face, but if they hear like Mayday, oh shoot, like I was out. And Dead Prez, like, I'm meeting him. I'm like, what's up? You know, showing all my respect and everything. And I'm talking to M1. And I'm like, yeah, man, my name is Mayday. I'm from, and he like, before I can even finish, he like, Mayday. And he like, from Detroit.
That got to be like, a good feeling. That got to be a damn good feeling,
like,
girl.
He's being funny. I'm like, nah, he don't really know who I am. So I'm like, yeah, Mayday from Detroit, you know, whatever. And then he like, oh, he's like, man, Search put me up on your album, blah, 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 and show love after that. Like, I can still hear him up to this day.
That is love. That yeah. Gotta be a good feeling.
It
just
is,
having
man.
Somebody you
Dead
look
Prez.
Up to know who you is.
Like, I didn't even finish my statement. He was like, from Detroit? I'm like, wow. All
right, speaking of this, I was saving this one. It's a parable that say you ain't supposed to meet your heroes. I don't believe in it.
I don't believe that either. But
you met yours. Well, one of them.
Light.
When you
like,
talked about influences. Light, man.
Man, listen.
I saw the YouTube thing.
Let me flex a little, just a little bit. I don't normally do this, but this is how, I just need you to realize how surreal that is. Like, I just looked at my phone like last week. I was at the crib doing something. I don't know. And, you know, lately I just been like, dang, you know, it's the new year. You're trying to figure out direction of where you're going, how you're going to do things differently. And out the blue, I look at my phone and it says Light on it. And I'm just like, there is a legend that picked up her phone, dialed my number to talk to me right now. Like, how nuts is that? Like, it sunk in
it's
when
crazy.
I was just looking at my phone. Like, you know, because it's different if you get in contact with somebody that you admire or you look up to, and then you're calling them. But
oh, I get it.
Them to call your phone and you see that name pop up, it was just like, wow. Yeah.
Like, that's your...
And she did that literally the very next day after I met her. The first day I met her, I rapped on the radio with her, right?
I saw that on the
YouTube thing.
Yeah,
it's on YouTube. She showed mad love, all that, right? So you think, oh, she did a drop and everything for me. Showing love. So you think, oh, wow, that's like...
That's it?
Cool story. This is a cool story to have, right? The next day, like the next morning, not 24 hours later... MC Light is calling my cell phone. Like, come pick me up. No lie.
What y'all do? I'm curious now.
I went to the studio. I went to her hotel. We picked up her and her manager, and we drove to the studio. It was like raining cats and dogs. We didn't care. I don't care.
Yeah, I know.
We went to the studio. We was there all day, kicking it, just soaking everything up. And then... took her back, and she had an event that night, and it didn't even matter. She was like, we getting in the studio. And then I met up with her later that night, went to her event, rocked with her. Everybody was trying to get on stage. She like, no, only Mayday can be on my stage.
God damn. Like, that.
I've never told the story. This is crazy. You getting all the good stuff.
No, I know. Thank you for starters. Thank you. But lately, we've been having people open up on the podcast, telling some stuff. Please continue.
You know, because people, like, they get tired of the same old type of interview. So we really kicking in. Like,
that's what it is. I told you that. When you come here, we kick it.
I see.
What was that car ride like? I'm interested.
It was weird, like, because... And she rode in the back seat. On top of that, like, cause our manager was in the front seat. He was like real tall,
like a driving Miss Daisy type thing.
Yeah, kind of. But it was just nuts because like the whole like while she's driving and stuff, like she has her laptop out. And she's like, "Hey, you ever heard of this?" You ever heard this? You like, it's showing me stuff like on her cell phone and on her laptop while she's driving and playing me stuff. It's like crazy because she like, she was acting like we knew each other for years. You know what I'm saying? Like off rip.
That's a crazy feeling.
This can't be real life.
So I gotta know, like, did you have your freak out moment? Like, I'm guessing you got enough street smart in you to play it cool with put your name on it, I'll ask.
Kind of.
Like, what was that moment when you went home behind closed doors? Did you freak out? Did you call everybody you know? What happened?
I don't even remember. Like, I don't remember how everybody else found out, I don't remember how. I just remember going home and, like, just going over the story step by step. And the crazy thing is, when I met her on YouTube, it's funny because my dude hit me up and was like, you need to come down to the station. MC Light coming today, and, you know, I want y'all to meet each other, search me, introduce y'all. So I'm like, all right, cool. You know, it's MC Life. Nothing else. I do want to meet her.
Okay.
So I go up to the station, and, you know, we in there chilling. She not there yet. So I'm like, oh, damn, I left something in my car. So I go run outside, and while I'm running outside, like, I didn't even get to introduce yet. While I'm running outside, they're walking into the building. So I just see her like, oh, hey, what's up?
Right,
like,
hey.
The quick hand nod, and then she just like, hey, what's up? And keep moving. Like, we crossed each other's path before we met each other. So then when I came back in the studio, I'm just standing in there or whatever. And then after the song goes off, that's when Search is like, hey, it's somebody I want you to meet, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then she turns like, I just saw her in the hallway. And it's crazy because I was just telling my man, she looks like an MC. It was crazy. You can see that part on the video. You can see that part.
You got the approval before even meeting there.
And then when she met me, all this is on the video. The crazy part is, then after she said all that and then she met me, they, you know, Search introduced us. Then she was like, you know, because he like, Mayday, you know, she like the hottest, this and that, blah, blah, blah. And she like, yeah, that's cool. But who was that girl on the radio? She was the one that was spitting. Like, she was about to blow me off. And then it was like, no, that was her. And then it was like, yo, for real. Like, because, you know, if I wasn't the girl on the radio, that could have been
Whole different thing.
It could have been an awkward moment. She was like, yeah, that's cool. Nice meeting you, whatever. But who was the girl that was on the radio? I just heard something on the radio, yo. She was going in. And I was like,
you get a chance to prove yourself and for your person.
That's a
once in a lifetime thing.
It is.
And then the next day, you get it again.
MC Light calls little old me and says, hey, pick me up so we can go to the studio so I can do a song with you.
All right. I have to say, maybe after all of that, you probably blacked out your little freak out moment because no one lives. I'm excited for you hearing the story.
Man.
So I'm pretty
sure. It never gets old.
Like, after it all happened and she gone, everybody over, I would have been feeling myself. Probably not in front of people, but that would have been a hell yeah. Yeah, I did
it
that.
It is. And you have the right to feel that way.
Yes. Like, that's what I was getting at.
So.
All right. Now, one thing I like throwing out. It's two more before we end this. Mm-hmm. I ask this one question. Have you ever had a hell gig? What a hell gig is. Wait, there you go. I think you already know what
I'm
it is.
I'm kind of thinking, yeah.
I mean.
I've had a few, man.
Okay. If you feel comfortable, tell me one of your stories. I'll tell you one of mine if I have to, just to get the ball rolling. But
I'm trying to think, man. Usually when we go out of town, me saying out of town just brought about every show that's been out of town has been the makings of a hell gig, but they always turn out to be great shows.
Okay.
But, I did a show in New York, and New York show so much love, by the way. But we got there. The venue looked nothing like the pictures. Then when we got there, they had none of the equipment from the stage plot that we requested. So I came, I flew out of my own pocket. I'm an independent artist. There's no label. There's no budget.
Okay.
It's what I make, you know, doing
it,
what
it,
I do.
It is what it is.
And that wasn't a paying show. It wasn't a paying show, but it was opportunity that I took advantage of.
So trust me, I'm on the internet for free. I understand.
I flew my band out there, okay? Multiple people.
Oh.
They got flights there and back, and I paid for their rooms, okay? We get out there. They don't even have the equipment for you to hear my band. They don't even have the cords, the amps.
It's unplugged. This is unplugged.
Dude.
You ain't even...
Then my band director, he's like a freaking magician when it comes to making something out of nothing so that music can be heard. So
with
he was
no
like,
equipment.
Oh, I'ma just, you know, rig this up and do some old James Bond type stuff and we
give me your iPod. Give me your iPod. Everybody give me your iPod.
Yeah. So he makes it happen, right? Where you can hear all the stuff. Mm-hmm. But the only thing was the drums didn't have, like, mics in it or something. Something crazy. But you could hear music. So we like, cool. We start the show. When literally right when I walk on stage, everything blows.
Oh.
There was nobody playing. So literally I was just playing with an acapella drum and just rocking with the crowd.
Oh.
Like, 'cause at first I was just like, that. I came all the way to New York and I can't do nothing for y'all. They just like, spit that shit anyway. I'm like... All right, so I'm like, just give me something. The drummer, I'm just like, just give me something. This is the first time I've, the second time I worked with him. He like, all right, he just playing random stuff, and I'm spitting random stuff. I'm getting the crowd involved and everything. So it turned out to be one of the best shows, but it was a hell show all the way up until I walked off the stage.
Okay.
Crazy.
Yeah, thank you. Some people don't even like, telling they bad stuff.
No, I mean, because it's no love lost. Like, the promoter and the people that did it, they did it all out of love. It wasn't, like, nothing intentional or nobody tried to play me or nothing like that, so.
But the reason we like asking for L gigs is because you rose above it.
I mean, you got
to take the bad with the good.
I'm not going to ever let any, I mean, you know, I forget words. I do all type of stuff, but I keep it moving. They love it, like. As long, like, they don't know, you know, a lot of times if you learn how to finesse it, they don't even know. So, hey.
You're not the first person who came on here and told us. All right, you can go back and listen. Julie Haven, I ain't throwing you. I love that girl. She played keyboard. She was just like, yeah, I forget notes, words.
Yeah. But that's what improv is for. And if you really love this, you'll figure out a way to make it work.
See, as a fan, I always look at it like, nigga, you wrote it. How do you forget?
Nah. Do you know how many songs we write, dog?
All right.
Do you know how many songs we write? And then on top of that, I have to think, I can't walk over there because I get feedback. Can't step right there. Oh, it's a core. Like, if the mic has a core, I have to not look stupid, not trip. Then on top of that, I'm listening for cues from my band, cues from my DJ. Then I'm looking at people signal me stuff in the crowd that's on my team, like, speed it up, slow it out. You know, like, it's so much going on. And then on top of that, you want me to remember something, and then it doesn't even, like, the backdrop, when you're playing with a band, doesn't even sound like what I recorded to, because a lot of times, those musicians... They like, oh, I'm going to just freak this beat a little bit. Or I'm going to do something a little different. And you like, oh, shoot.
I never had it explained to me in great detail.
It's crazy.
The only way I had it explained to me, I was like, dude, you wrote it. It was just like, yeah, you know, it happens. That was the best way I got.
I mean, maybe they don't have as much going on with theirs. But for me, I've had, like, some crazy, and sometimes I just like I try to write on my hand or write on the floor or certain things that I know I keep tripping up on. But
you work?
a lot of times, the times where I have to write it down
60-40 type
and
thing,
and then you also got to factor in a lot of shows that'll be like, oh yeah, you can't cuss, like for real.
That's it.
It's like, okay, so I have to figure out
if I couldn't swear.
On the spot, if let's say I cuss like about 10 times, 10 or 11 times in one song. on the fly, last minute, I have to think of a word to replace wherever that curse word was, still stay on beat, hope it has the same amount of syllables, and on top of that, it has to rhyme with whatever word it rhymed with, like all that on the fly. And then I got to remember what came after that, because I changed the lyrics mid. Yeah. Then I got to do that 11 times in one song.
Keeping in mind, with no swearing, this would be a 10-minute podcast. We good for throwing out a dick joke every so often.
It'll be a drop. It'll be a drop.
Yeah, we'll unplug this shit right now. Let's go over there and be with Eagle Eye Cherry. We gonna be singing.
Right.
All right, last question. Once again, thank you for taking the time out to come.
Let me tell you this, and I'm being sincere as possible, genuine as possible. This is one of the best interviews I've ever had.
Really?
In my life. Yes. Shout out to y'all.
Thanks.
Y'all do this.
This is a weird fact. We like ending on weird facts or happy stuff. Okay. Are you a Prince fan?
Am I what?
A Prince fan.
Yes.
That's it.
What?
Thank you.
Are you serious?
I'm 100% serious. Cause
this dude was playing like 17. No, he was like 20-something instruments at 17. I had it backwards.
I'm a die-hard Prince fan. I have been on this podcast.
That man is not human.
He almost is in a way. He was creative. I don't even think he's not human.
He still is. Nice.
Like, when all right. A couple weeks ago, hold on. We did episode called Best Concert Ever.
Listen, did you hear me say that before or something?
Google. I just Googled it.
Did you? But you read that I said that was my best concert ever I've been to.
Hold on, wait. What concert?
Prince at the Palace.
Okay. Me and you finna become best friend. Prince at the Palace.
Yeah.
Musicology tour.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Listen.
Yes!
Tell you something. There was no opening act. There was no intermission. It was Prince for 2.5 hours. And we sang half of the concert to him. When I tell you, he was dancing.
Oh, shit.
He was singing live band, no breaks. Dude, let me tell you how. Let me set it up. Like, I literally tell people this all the time.
This is the story I told a few podcasts ago.
Dude,
best concert ever.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, like, I know this.
And there was a slight opening act.
Who?
Okay, depending on when you got there, I was there when it was daylight.
Oh, no.
Okay, no, I was there when it was daylight.
When I got there, but I didn't see no
okay.
Who was
it? Slight opening act. I give it to him. It was Morris Day and the Time. They was early as hell. You had to be out there tailgating. It was Morris Day and the Time. And Chaka Khan.
Because I got there. Chaka Khan was there?
She did like 3 songs. And she did. And Morris Day. Now, here's what's interesting.
I got there, and we were waiting like 30, 40 minutes. This is what I'm saying. Like, there was nobody there. No, nothing. Like, and then, so we walked off into the palace. You know, they got them little bars.
Yeah.
And different restaurants. We walked out there. Literally, the lights shut off in palace.
Yes!
In the palace. Dude. We left whatever was there and ran.
And there was that one
was like
purple spotlight in the middle.
Literally, the palace shut down. And, I mean.
Told y'all one line. Baby, I told y'all one line.
Dude, we were all like how this whole room was.
Yes.
Packed. And everybody just looked like and just ran.
And just ran. Now, here's what's interesting.
Yeah.
God damn. We best friends right here. Because, all right. You're telling the backstory of what I did. What happened? Huh? Okay. All right. You didn't hear. You told your point of view. I love your point of view.
Yeah.
Because my point of view, I was there early.
Uh-huh.
And I got a chance to see it. Now, during the tailgating and all that other good stuff, it was this 6 foot even dude on roller skates. So the roller skates made him 6 foot, right? Wearing
outside.
Outside. Mm-hmm. And he went inside a little bit.
Yeah.
Wearing his Jerry curl.
Wow.
And it was a mess. Like, he had this disguise and all that other good stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And he was just roller skating all during the Morris Day and Time thing, all during Chaka Khan. He bumped me like twice.
Wow.
Just going to go get beer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you was at the thing, you know that spotlight? In the spotlight, in the shadow, that you saw the rollerblading guy again. And he took off the rollerblades. It took off the little Jerry Curl wig. That was Prince. And then it went out.
Time out.
So by the time you got back.
Hold on, stop.
Uh-huh.
The interview needs to stop right now.
Okay.
You couldn't look at this dude and tell it was Prince?
No. It was the Jerry Curl thing, these big, thick woman beater glasses.
I've always wanted to do that, like, when I get to that status, to just...
Oh.
Because John Mayer did the same thing. He dressed up in, like, a mascot.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. I thought it was just some dude.
Y'all were in the midst of Prince.
Yes! And when I saw that, I was like, oh, my God. I was like...
I would have been punching people, just randomly punching people.
Man... My mind was blown. Like, the girl I was on a date with, just, she didn't even matter. She didn't even matter no more. It was all over, guy. And then, by the time you got there, this is where the story, I think our story synced up. It was just, it went dark again, and then for like 2-3 minutes, it was just, Prince. Yeah! Oh, God. This.
And just, like, deafening, screaming, like, just...
I passed out a little bit. Lie. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, whatever.
When we hit a door, the crowd just sang it. The crowd sang a door to Prince.
That, yes. You was there.
It was a beautiful moment. Yeah. Yeah, it was a beautiful moment.
We friends for life. That's it. I'm done. I'm done, man. I don't know even how to end this interview. You was there.
I'm like, I am shocked that you are just saying this on, like, just by happenstance that you're telling this story about a Prince concert, and I tell everybody this
story.
That
was the, like, best concert.
And I don't
ever.
Even, like, I've been to, you know, Kanye had a great tour.
He it was all right. I'm not saying it was bad.
Like that. I've seen, you know, so many artists from Kim, Maze, and Frankie Beverly multiple mm-hmm. times. I love them.
Oh, yeah.
But I have never seen a show, and I don't anticipate ever in life seeing a show like Prince.
Man, that I hold that concert on a so unrealistic standard of what a concert should be. Maybe it was my own yes. anticipation or what have you, but it's completely biased. I'll be the yes. first one to say it, but... That concert was amazing.
And you got chills as you sat there and sang with what felt like a million other people.
Yes.
They would turn the lights up a little bit while we were singing. And it was like, all of us are just all on one accord right now, singing this man's music passionately.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. All right.
I got to ask, did you leave early or
no.
did you?
Okay. Why would I do that?
Okay. The reason I asked this is because, I swear to hand to God, if you left after the second or third encore, mm-hmm. you got the CD of the concert you was just at.
I didn't get that CD.
Oh.
I'm sick about that. Dang. You're telling me stuff that I'm sick about right now.
I don't have...
All I got is the Musicology CD.
You got the Musicology CD, but it was a purple one and a purple...
I'm mad, officially. I'm hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
But I have faith that I will meet Prince one day, and I'll be like, can I have that CD, please? I know you got it somewhere. I need that.
Now, damn, I shouldn't have told you that.
No, you shouldn't have.
Like, we live... This 2013. We live in an iPod generation, MP3s, all that. There's only one CD in my car, and that's it. You go to my car right now. I will unplug this shit, and we can go.
I got a slight attitude.
Sorry. We was doing so good, too.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's the end of the podcast.
It's been a great time, though, I must say.
thank you, Mayday, for just coming.
Thanks.
Obviously, we don't start and finish this with some of your tracks on a new album. We are going to put it on a Facebook page. Cool. We're going to put it on a web page.
Yeah, Mayday.com, man. Mayday.com. Get all the music you want because it's there for you. I did it for you. It's
and you also
you,
on Twitter.
It cost me a lot. Yeah.
You on
it's
Twitter?
Mayday, Mayday also on Twitter. Instagram,
I follow you on Twitter.
Whatever.
Not shame.
Mayday, Mayday. Mayday. And you're going to find me. Or Google it.
Yeah.
Google me. Mayday. You will find me. And tell a friend. And then tell that friend to tell a friend.
Once again, Mayday, thank you for for everything, man.
I had a great time.
All right.
And I'm still slightly pissed.
Sorry.
But
I'm not going to give you mine. This will be the time I say, like, well, you can have. No, I'm not.
It's the bitter with the sweet, so it's all right.
All right. Well, Nation, always hit me up, samshownation.com, and I will see y'all next week. Feel better. That's all I got. Feel better. Man, I hope y'all enjoy Mayday. Dude, seriously. You know, I shouldn't come out and say this, but I have fun when I do these. But I have had so much fun with this podcast. She's a cool artist, cool person. She's a Prince fan. That scores so many points in my book. And quite honestly, she got a chance to tell. She told her point of view of one of my favorite stories, the best concert ever. You guys heard me talk about that for a long time. And now you got another person who was there, man. Oh, shit. Mayday, if you're listening, you always got a spot back here on this podcast just to shoot shit. You can talk about Prince for an hour if you want. I don't care, man. I'm having fun. Man, thanks again for doing the podcast. Thanks again for coming here. As always, you can hit us up on Twitter, SamShow11, on Facebook, / Just Talk With Sam. You get the show or anything related to this podcast. You go to Sam Show Nation. And you can just go from there. I mean, I'm going to close it out. We kind of mentioned this in the podcast earlier. Eat, pray, love you. You get a chance to see what we was talking about. And, hey, I will talk to y'all next week, man. Peace out.
I awake in Thanksgiving, the astronaut, the holiday steal, eggs benedict, go light on the hollandaise, that thanks is for another chance, fresh juice, pineapple, touch a cranny, I still have another glass fill, another glance at the view, from this top suite, graduated school of hard knocks, summa cum laude, so I think I deserve to indulge. And it's hot tea, honey lemon, and sake, concierge came and dropped me, but I don't drink so. I pass on that rice wine. This is the flavor of life if your tastes are like mine. I like him and he feels likewise. So later on we gon' converse over some steamed crab, drawn butter and sliced pie. Yeah. Now how's that for food for thought? Really see my thoughts cross. Most of them business related. Filling up my head so I do what I can to break from it. Feel me? And I can't let the stress of this thing kill me. And if expensive platters are the price of peace of mind, by all means, build me, join me, toast to life. Say grace to God for high place on the coldest nights. And then I eat, pray, and love. You, that's all I want. Eat, pray, and love. You.
I know one thing that I'm grateful for you. I sometimes complain, but I can't be without you. While we're eating and we're bringing the love, making this is true. I know one thing, I love you.
Yeah, yeah. Power, recognize power. So all I'ma say is the guy in me,
honest to God in you, namaste. If I got my way, I'm chilling in sun. Got my shades, little brunch on the beach. Got my plate, chilling as he, yeah, feeling that heat. So I caught them rays, got a little tea, got a little color, so I caught some shade. God's been good, so I got a little praise. Now I got a lot of that, so I gotta rephrase. And I got a few days, so I gotta relax, so I gotta be back, yeah. How far we've come up to now, from last year, last toast. A lot of glasses we raise up. Above these gallops caramelized everywhere. Planes touch this to us. And everywhere our planes touch down. May plenty to eat and prayers and love.